Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
All right, Kendall, let's get this party started.
Oh, I've been waiting.
What?
Grab the fiber bar and settle in. It's sassy time.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America.
All over their couches.
From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear. Each week, bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff, we branched out all over our living room.
Oh, Kendall, I can't stop branching out.
Oh, I'm so fat, Cliff. I'm so fat!
Tell us about it.
Oh, well, Cliff, I weigh and I weigh.
Tell us about it, stud.
I'm not a stud. Cliff, I run like a madman. All the time, and all I do is get fatter and fatter.
You
I don't
mean
understand.
You run like a fat man?
I guess I do run like a fat man, because I'm sure people see me running down the street, and they're like, why is that fat person running? Don't they know they're fat? Don't they know they're never going to lose weight?
Don't they know they are too fat to lose weight? They are pounding, they are causing earthquakes.
And speaking of being fat, Cliff,
oh.
I sweat like a pig on a barbecue, Spike.
Oh, you did.
Because it is so hot here.
It is hot, 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 hot and awful, and I hate it.
Well,
this is really an extension of last week's horrible August Awareness Month show.
Which I love. Oh, God. Now, that's an extension of
it
every episode
heat.
We've ever done.
It was the heat causing the gases in my body to erupt.
Yeah, whatever. Cliff, now, I know it's not as hot here as it is there. It's hot here. It's humid and awful there. So I can understand why you would hate August in Nashville. But August out here is wonderful.
No.
I did come into the office today.
No.
And I had to ask everybody. I was like, is my back, do you see water on my back? If I sweated so much that there is big stains on my back.
Have you?
Well, they said I didn't, although I know it was there. But I have to keep an extra stick of deodorant in my desk drawer, Cliff, because it is so hot and I'm so fat.
I'm really fat, too. It's awful, and it is so hot.
But this episode is not called Beat the Fat, Cliff. It is called...
It's not.
Beat the Meat? Is this episode Beat the Meat?
No. This episode is called Beat the Heat.
Oh, well, then I'm throwing all my notes out, because I misunderstood
I'm throwing
you.
My notes out, too. I'm throwing my... Listen to this, Kendall. There go my notes. I'm throwing them out.
We
I'm
are doing this episode
them.
Off the cuff, Cliff.
Off the cuff. Off the chain is more like it, Kendall.
It's
what
off
do
the
you
food
do?
Stain cup.
Off the food chain. Kendall, what do you do to beat the heat when it is just too darn hot, as the song says?
Now, Cliff, as you know, I love to sit in front of the air conditioning, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, not only we have central air in our apartment,
yeah.
But I have a personal air conditioner that rolls around our house, and I sit right in front of that bitch, and I sit there and enjoy the cold air blowing on my face.
Uh-huh.
And now, I had to be at work till midnight last week.
Oh!
One night. And I And the people I share an office with, they you know, they're like, oh, it's so cold all the time.
Shut up.
Now, I turned that sucker down to 60 degrees, and I had
Turn
myself a cold party. I enjoyed myself so much.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. And now, you know, the funny thing, when I used to live with my dad until
mm-hmm.
after college.
Until you got so fat you couldn't fit in the house
anymore.
Until
I got so fat, I just bounced straight out of that driveway and never came back. But anyway, people would come over there and they would be like, I need a blanket. Because he kept it so cold in
oh,
the house.
I wish I lived there.
And I always just loved it. And like Heather, you know, I was like George Clooney at her wedding, if people remember.
Uh-huh.
She would come over and she'd be like, I have to bundle up. And like she would wear gloves and like lay on the couch under a blanket with earmuffs on.
Oh, I love
it. She was
it.
So cold. And I was like, ooh, I got to turn this down a little bit. I'm starting to perspire.
Now Cliff, this is a true fatso for you right here.
Oh, here we are.
We were out, Susan and I were out shopping one day. And we were at Target. It was so hot. And we were both so hot and, you know, and sweaty
uh-huh.
or whatever. And I said, we should stop by Costco. Now, I didn't say the reason that we should stop there is that they have this fruit freezer that I love to go in. But that's what I was thinking in my head. And I said, oh, don't we need stuff at Costco? And she said, oh, yeah, we could probably get some stuff. And we went in, and I went to the fruit freezer, and I stood there, and it's like 30 degrees in there. It feels amazing. And I always say, I wish my house felt like this.
Oh, I know. Like a meat locker.
Yes. Would you not keep your house like a meat locker if you had all the money in the world and didn't have to worry about anything?
I would. Now, Kendall, speaking of beating the heat.
Beat the meat.
Uh-huh. One thing I used to do, if we did a Beat the Meat show, it would have to be a 9-part miniseries. but what I used to do, remember everybody, when this show started 2.5 years ago, more now than it seems. Glory days. I lived in the greatest city in the world, New York City, and it was so hot. The summer after we started the show, it was so, so hot. Oh, my God. I was living with frequent guest star Alan.
Oh, good.
There are episodes you can go back and listen to. I wouldn't really recommend it, but you can if you're feeling historical, like digging through the archives of the town registry. There are episodes you can go back and listen to where I'm, like, sitting in front of a fan for the whole show because it was so hot. What I did mostly, though, that summer, I went to the movies, and I would go, and I would do double, triple, quadruple features so I could stay in some wonderful, dark air conditioning.
Now, I remember when you had a fan on, and I said, Cliff, you are ruining the audio of our show.
But you are not here, and it is too fucking hot.
And if you go back, you'll realize that the fan wasn't the least of our problems.
That's what ruined those HD. Exactly. That's what ruined those episodes. The fan. Kendall, and that's no joke.
That is no joke, Cliff, and neither are these. It's time for bad jokes!
Oh, my God.
Cliff, I got some hot bad jokes for you.
Ooh, baby.
Ooh, exciting. All right, Cliff, I'm going to start us off this week.
All right,
now, Cliff, a farmer and his wife were lying in bed one evening.
Oh, baby. Now, you see, you have really undergone a character reassignment surgery. Because once upon a time, all my jokes started in bed, and all yours started at the pearly gates.
Well, not this time, Cliff. Although, I'm not finished. Cliff,
One of them's going to die.
She was knitting, and he was reading the latest issue of Animal Husbandry.
Okay.
He looked up from the page, and he said to her, do you know that humans are the only species in which the female achieves orgasm?
Oh.
Now, Cliff, she looked at him, and she smiled, and she said, oh, yeah, prove it. And he frowned for a moment, Cliff, and he said, okay. He got up and walked out, leaving his wife with a confused look on her face. And about a half hour later, he returned, all tired and sweaty, and proclaimed, well, I'm sure the cow and the sheep didn't, but the way that pig was squealing, how could I tell? What? Bestiality, Cliff.
Bestiality.
Why did they let it go on?
Bestiality. Kendall, one day, St. Peter was standing in front of the... No, I'm kidding. Kendall... Oh, man. Now, this is a beautiful story. There was this couple who had been married for 50 years.
Oh, bitches.
50 years. They were sitting at the breakfast table one morning when the old gentleman, he said to his wife, just think, honey, we've been married for 50 years.
So I said, soph?
Yeah. Yeah, she replied. 50 years ago, this very day, we were sitting here at this breakfast table together. Huh, said the old man. We were probably sitting here naked as jaybirds 50 years ago this morning. Well, the old lady snickered. What do you say? Should we? Whereupon, Kendall, the two stripped to the buff and sat down at the table. You know, honey, the little old lady breathlessly replied. Yeah, Kendall, you may not like this.
Uh-oh.
My nipples are as hot for you as they were 50 years ago.
Ooh.
I wouldn't be surprised, replied the old man. One's in your coffee and the other one's in your oatmeal.
Oh, what a bunch of loose the JJs.
Didn't you feel like you were right there with those dead-on impersonations I was doing?
I felt like I was witnessing her nipples in the coffee, Cliff.
You thought, am I at a one-man show off-Broadway?
I thought I was at Greater Tuna, the home edition.
The home edition.
Cliff, this woman walked into the bathroom one day, this mother... Oh! And she found somebody that we all have grown to love, little Johnny, Cliff.
Oh, no.
Now, Cliff, he had his penis in his hand, and he was furiously scrubbing it with a toothbrush and toothpaste.
Ow.
And the mother, she says, "What the hell do you think you're doing, young man?"
What the hell?
And he says, "Don't try to stop me. I'm going to do this 3 times a day because there is no way I'm going to get a cavity that looks and smells as bad as my sister's."
Oh!
Oh, Cliff, he gross. Thought that was a cavity. I mean, it was a dirty gross. Nasty good JJ.
Gross. A man, Kendall. Let me ease you back in. Let me tell you a beautiful meditation on life, okay?
Okay.
A man went to have plastic surgery on his penis.
Oh, no.
And the surgeon examined him, and he asked, "Well, what happened?" "Well, Doc, I live in a trailer camp," the man explained. "And from where I am, I can see this lovely chick next door. Uh-oh. She's blonde and built like a brick shithouse. I don't know what that means. She's so horny that every night I see her take a hot dog from the refrigerator and stick it in a hole in the floor of her trailer. Then she gets down and masturbates herself on the hot dog." "And," prompted the doctor, "well, I felt this was a lot of wasted pussy. So one day I got under the trailer, and when she put the hot dog in the hole, I removed it and substituted my dick. It was a great idea, and everything was going well. Then someone knocked at the door. She jumped off my hot dog and tried to kick it under the stove."
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, that hurt me to hear.
Cliff. Under the stove, Kendall. Can you
under
believe it?
Under the stove. Now, Cliff, Matt's
under
dad
the boardwalk.
Picked him up from school to take him to a dental appointment. Okay.
Oh, Matt, don't be afraid of the dentist.
Now, knowing the parts...
He's got balloons.
Knowing the parts of the school play were supposed to be posted that day, the dad asked his son if he got the part. And now Matt, he enthusiastically announced that he'd gotten a part. He said, "Yay. I play the man who's been married for 20 years. And the dad said, "That's great, son. Keep up the work, and before you know it, they'll give you a speaking part."
Oh, whoa.
Oh, that's a little Mary joke for everybody out there.
Mary, for those, you're married to Susan, I'm married to the sea. Kendall, a
you're
woman
married
enrolled
to, show,
to this show. I'm married to the Lord. I'm a polygamist. a woman enrolled in nursing school, and she's attending an anatomy class, Kendall.
Ew.
The subject of the day is involuntary muscles. And the instructor, hoping to perk up the students a bit, she asks the woman if she knows what her asshole does when she has an orgasm. "Oh, sure," she says. "He's at home taking care of the kids."
What a slut that woman was, that nurse
slut.
Was.
Slut.
That registered slut. Nurse was such a slut. Cliff, registered. I gotta take a break.
Kendall, wait, let me ask you a question.
Oh my God, but I gotta take a break, Cliff. Okay,
Kendall,
ask me a
do you know what your asshole does when you have, no. Do you, did you ever hear, about the blind circumcisionist?
No, Cliff.
Well, he got the sack. How are women,
ouch,
women, the fairer sex, and tornadoes alike?
Oh, I don't know, Cliff, how?
Well, Kendall, they both moan when they come, and they take the house when they leave. And finally,
ow, wow, 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 uh-huh.
Finally, what do tight pants, you got no tits and a tight box. No, what do tight pants and a cheap motel have in common?
Oh, I don't know, Cliff. What?
Oh, there's no ballroom.
Oh, Cliff, do you know where your asshole is tonight?
Oh, Kendall, he's on the other side of this microphone.
All right, Cliff, I got to take a break. We got a caller calling in right now, so let's take
a break.
All
right, asshole.
And we'll be right back after this.
Hello?
Don't touch that dial. There's more sass on the way. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
How are there so many benefits to fiber? And how does it make you go? Fiber is nature's way of eliminating refuse. And Fiber One tastes good, don't you know? So you've been told, and yes, you should believe it. It tastes great, just take it from me. Today you should buy some Fiber One Perfection, like your obese friends Kendall and me. Yes, the great taste of Fiber One. It may not make you normal, but it sure will keep you regular.
Make some room, Cliff and Kendall are back. No, seriously, they're morbidly obese. You're going to have to scoot over.
Cliff, we're back. How back are we? We're so hot, Cliff.
And now, what else do you do to beat the heat?
What do I do to beat the meat? Let's see. I turn on the television. No, I'm kidding. Well, there's always the air conditioner. Sometimes I get so hot, Cliff, I just stick my face in the freezer. Do you ever do that?
Yeah.
I just get so hot, I can't stand anymore. I just stick my face in the freezer.
I just can't take it anymore.
Or, you know, go to the beach or jump in the pool. What about you?
What I like to do is if you're really hot and you have a big glass of ice water.
Uh-huh.
And if you drink it really fast, like, you can feel it spread through your body.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
well,
that's nice.
You know, there...
Baby.
A lot of times, you know, there's these new inventions out that they haven't really hit the mark yet, but I saw, like, on Discovery Channel, scientists are using that you put your hand in this thing, and because it's cold on your palm of your hand, it, like, as the blood circulates through, it kind of cools your body down. So I kind of use that thought process, and I go grab a cold drink and put it to my hand and let the blood kind of cool down as it goes past.
I've obviously unknowingly done that. Probably people do, because when I'm really hot, I'll put my forehead, like, against a window.
Yeah, yeah.
Or my hand on, like, a metal something that's cold.
Yeah. Cliff, I think I hear somebody coming.
Who's coming?
It's the trolley, Cliff. It's
time. Oh, my goodness.
It's time to go to Busheltown.
Oh.
Oh, hey, trolley. How are you doing? Hey, trolley, how do you beat the heat? No, I said beat the heat, Cliff. Beat the heat, trolley. We don't want to hear about that.
Oh,
that's a good idea, Cliff. We should do that more often to beat the heat.
Okay, that is a good idea. All I'm going to start doing that, trolley.
Well, let's go to Busheltown and find out what's going on.
Okay. I'm going to call it the trolley when I do that, when I use this tip.
This week's journey to Busheltown is titled The Heat Wave Heard Round the World. We begin our story in the basement apartment of Busheltown resident Cleavon Littlesmall and his friend and co-rent payer, Jeremiah Strong.
Law sakes alive and well. It's hot in here.
Now, Cleavon, you know I think cursing is a poor man's way of making a point in conversation. But there ain't no way around it today. It's fucking hot out in this fucking basement apartment of ours.
You got that right. It's so fucking hot, my fucking shoelaces are melting off my fucking shoes.
Oh, fucker. You ain't shitting me none. It's hot as a fuck up in this motherfucker.
You ain't fucking blowing no smoke up my asshole, neither. Fuck me. Fuck you. Fuck a damn duck. It's a fucking heat wave we got ourselves in.
Right here in fucking Busheltown.
You better fucking believe it.
And you know our landlady, Celine Rachmaninoff, ain't gone fix that air conditioning unit before Turkey Day.
She do be a trifling bitch, don't she?
She ain't nothing but a penny-pinching, dip-chewing, baby-making old-fashioned biatch.
You know, Jeremiah, I think this weather's getting to us. I don't believe I've felt so much anger in this apartment since last Easter when the chocolate bunny your mama give you turned out not to be hollow but was instead filled with a rat skeleton.
Oh, I know. I can't imagine why we'd be flipping out like this. I got to give old Lady Rachmaninoff another phone call. I'm about to sweat my freckles off.
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Damn, Hoochie Mama done had her phone shut off so we don't have to hear the complaints of her rent-paying tenants.
Oh, motherfucker! I have to do it, Jeremiah! I gots to do the unthinkable!
Cleavon, don't lose your motherfucking mind over this shit. Don't do what I think you're about to do.
I can't see no way round it, Jeremiah. It's gotta be done!
No!
Yes! I'm taking off my shirt!
Ugh, you sick man! I can't be looking at them saggy titties!
Damn it, Jeremiah. You can take off your shirt, too.
No, Cleavon. It's one thing to feel my sagging man bosoms rest on top of my belly, but it's quite another to flaunt my deformities.
Jeremiah, it's just me, and I'll look at the dad blame motherfucking ceiling.
No way in hell, you punk bitch. I can't look at the sky like a common mugging victim. I got to have some freedoms to move my neck around. I got to do it. No matter how sweaty I get, no matter I got stains under my boy boobies, that makes me look like I'm lactating.
Come on! Open your fucking mind or just close your fucking eyes!
I don't want no parts of this. Next thing you'll be saying, we can unbutton our trousers.
Come to think of it, I could use a breath of fresh air around my man muffin.
Now you stop that nonsense or I will blurch.
I will not! I'm doing it! I'm doing it!
And with this, Cleavon whipped off his shirt and bared the character of the human form that he called his body. Sagging flesh, bizarre hair patterns, and stretch marks as far as the eye could see.
I will be ashamed no longer.
Now you done it, Cleavon.
Oh, shit on a shitty cracker. Where's my shirt, Jeremiah?
I don't be knowing. You're the one whipped it off like you opening a gift on Christmas morning.
I slung it somewhere. Where the fuck did it go?
Oh, they're coming in no matter what we do, Cleavon.
We gotta stop them. I can't be seen like this, Jeremiah. Imagine my reputation in town with the fellers.
What about your reputation with the ladies?
Oh, holy Toledo in Fuckville. You right. What are we gonna do?
I don't know, but my stomach is a-rolling and a-bowling. I think I may vomit from looking at you.
Oh, Jeremiah, don't be melodramatic.
I ain't, Cleavon. Here goes.
But instead of vomiting, Jeremiah simply fainted. He sprawled out on the floor and seemed quite dead to the world.
I got me an idea.
And what was Cleavon's idea? You may not believe it, but as Jeremiah lay helpless on the floor, Cleavon stripped him of his very shirt from his back. He put it on and opened the door.
Yes, may I help you?
I was looking for a fat, disgusting man for a part in a commercial to run on national television in prime time. I was told the tenant living in this apartment would be perfect for the part. And I can see I was informed correctly. Look at this revolting specimen on the floor. Just right for the repulsive topless scenes.
But wait, I'm revolting too.
Let me call the producer. This man on the floor is perfection. We've got to get him under contract.
And so, Cleavon was once again out of luck as Jeremiah headed off to Hollywood to become an award-winning commercial actor. And Cleavon, well, let's just say he never wore a shirt again.
Fly this plane to the center of all you missed that didn't exist when eyes lost the wonder. Queen of all the vile offenders, the curtain calls on the bathroom walls and never.
That's all for this week's Journey to Busheltown. Back to you, Cliff and Kendall. Cliff, can you believe that story?
Can you believe how hot it is in Busheltown and the world?
I can't believe it, and I may never wear a shirt again.
I may never. Now, Kendall, which would you rather have? Would you rather it be hot, or would you rather it be cold? I'd rather it be cold.
Oh, I'd rather it be hot, and that reminds me of our new segment, Cliff.
New segment, Kendall. We are reinventing. We are reinventing ourselves.
It's time for our new segment, Would You Rather?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Cliff, I have got some questions for you to answer for me.
Okay.
Shall I start us out?
Start us out.
All right, Cliff. My first question is this. Would you rather be debt-free or 11 years ahead of schedule?
Kendall, I think I would rather be debt-free.
But 11 years ahead of schedule, Cliff. I mean, think about all the things you could accomplish if you were 11 years ahead of schedule.
But here's the thing. I don't really give a hoot about accomplishing things. All I want to accomplish is a damn fine podcast once a week. And other than that, I would rather be debt-free because then I would just whatever money I had would be mine. And I could,
Our show would be done for 11 years already.
Yeah, I know. I don't want that.
All right. Well, why don't you ask me a question, Cliff?
All right, Kendall. Would you rather, if these were the choices, these are the hard and fast choices you've got to make in life sometimes.
Yes.
Would you rather, as a man, wake up to find you have grown non-removable D-cup breasts, or...
Too late.
I know, right?
Oh, I would take any day.
That was an intermission, merely an intermission. Or that your testicles have disappeared. You have boobs or you have no balls.
Cliff, I would rather have no balls than D-cup breasts.
I guess I would too. But like you say, I feel like we've already got these non-removable D-cups.
I know, that's what I keep thinking. Does that mean my boobs will go away if I get rid of my testicles? Take them off. All right, Cliff.
Oh, Lord.
Would you rather, Cliff, hit every red light for the rest of your life?
No.
Or always be wrong?
It's not possible for me to always be wrong because I'm always right.
In this situation, Cliff, would you rather be that way, always wrong, or hit every red light for the rest of your life?
I don't know how you could always be wrong.
Always, Cliff. If somebody says your name, Cliff, you'd say, no, it's Kendall. You would always be wrong.
I feel like you would die pretty quickly because you'd be like, you know what I'm going to do to save time? Make some toast while I'm in the bathtub.
But no, because you'd be wrong, Cliff. You wouldn't do that.
No, wrong, Kendall. I would rather die than either of those.
If you had to choose one, Cliff,
can I make that the go-to Cliff answer? I would rather be dead.
No, Cliff, that's not the way this game is played. You have to pick one.
I guess every stoplight. I don't understand the big wrong.
I already have that luck anyway. I always hit every red light.
I know, me too. Kendall, okay. What do you think? Would you rather run your tongue down 10 feet of a blessed New York City street or press your tongue into a stranger's nostril?
Ooh. Oh, God, I would rather die than either of those, Cliff. Can I go to that default answer?
No, it sounds like a bad idea when you say it.
Because everything I say sounds like a bad idea.
And now, you're always wrong.
How many feet do I have to run it down in New York Street?
10.
Oh, man. I think I would stick it up a stranger's nostril.
I think I would, too. It might be a sexy stranger.
That's what I was about to say. If it's a stranger, doesn't mean they're an ugly, nasty, disgusting stranger. They may be a beautiful, hot, sexy woman that I never met.
Booger-free nostril.
Booger-free nostril. You never know. All right, Cliff. Finally, my question for you is, would you rather be blind or deaf?
Oh, I would rather be...
Now, think about this, because you would never see your favorite movies again, or how fat you are in the mirror, that's a plus, or B, you would never hear the sounds of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast again.
That's true. I'd rather die. I'm kidding, deaf listeners. You have a beautiful life. You can read the transcript of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
And you would choose...
I don't know, Kendall. These are two hard questions. We'll have to save that one for next time. We'll procrastinate on that one.
Oh, no, Cliff. Would you rather be blind or deaf?
Oh, God.
Answer the goddamn question, Cliff.
Okay, if I'm deaf, I can't listen to music. But if I'm blind, I can't watch a movie, but I could read a Braille book about it.
You could.
The novelization. So I guess I would be blind.
All right, Cliff. This was not would you rather answer the question or not.
Would you rather be dead than either of these things?
That's our next segment. Would you rather be dead or...
It's not fair for us, though, Kendall. We'd always go with the same answer. Kendall, finally.
Finally, Jesus. Finally.
Would you rather, given the two options... Would you rather lick up somebody else's blorch or let them pee in your mouth and swallow it?
Ooh, Cliff, I'd rather die. I think if I had to choose, and I had no other option, I think I could stand urine over vomit.
Oh, you have to take the pee. There is no choice.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've tried Harry Potter's jelly beans to take the vomit.
That was enough.
it wouldn't stay down very long if I did do that. But Cliff, that's all the time we have for Would You Rather.
Would You Rather, Kendall, a new segment.
Cliff, are you eating over there?
No.
Oh, Cliff. That was such a fun show.
This late in the summer, it's so hot. I'm practicing another beat the heat. Eat. Beat the heat and eat.
Eat to beat the heat, Cliff. Uh-huh. That is so sad that all you can do is eat to beat the heat.
Isn't it sad? My obesity.
And so is it.
Sounds
sad
like that.
Music.
Oh.
So sad. If our listeners need to find other ways to beat the heat, they can go to cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, myspace.com/cliffandkendall, they can go to twitter.com/cliffandkendall, they can email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, they can call us on our fat line at 818-308-4FAT. We're always listening, Cliff.
We're always listening.
Do you have a quote, Cliff?
I would like to hear yours first.
Oh, of course you would, because you always like to make fun of mine.
To make fun of yours.
I've got two, Cliff. I've got two. The first one is my alter ego of Yogi Berra, and he said, "It ain't the heat, it's the humility."
It's the humility?
Uh-huh. And then secondly...
The humility.
Humility, not humidity. Now, Cliff...
It's not the heat, it's the humility?
Yes.
boss?
Anyway, my other quote is, if you can't stand the heat, you better get out of the kitchen.
I'm going to have to pray on that one.
And that's Harry Truman.
Harry Truman. Now, mine is this. What is hell? I maintain that it is the suffering of being unable to love. And that was Fyodor Dostoevsky.
Oh, Cliff, I'm going to have to pray on that one.
Pray on that.
I gotta pray on that for a long time.
Oh, all right,
Cliff,
no.
I've got to get out of here because I'm so hot.
Yeah,
I'm
so hot.
Turn the air conditioner on.
To quote Journey to Busheltown, it's too fucking hot in this bed. And I've gotta
home,
go.
Cliff, take us home.
Take me home. Hot, 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 hot. Rose, I'm feeling hot, hot, hot. This is a medley. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week.
We love you.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.